was 4 years old. I ran around the yard in a red cape, a blue suit. I was Superman at heart, saving all the dolls from the evil world. They were my Lois, they were my pretty girls. There's a hero deep inside of me. Cops and robbers was the game. I ran around the schoolyard, putting all the bad boys in the jail. A soldier, a warrior, could always impress. I was fighting the good fight to find my princess. There's a hero deep inside of me. So sweet, I realized that the girls were looking at the boys and not me. Romeo, won't they go? I just wanna hold their hands to keep them safe from harm. But the girls had other plans. There's a hero deep inside me. She keeps me by her side. She calms my troubled waters. She's keeping me at bay. Oh, how she's saving me from my every day. There's my lady saving me. Be my lady, the hero.
Oh, but the kid is not my son.
days and for 40 nights, the law was on her side. And who could stand when she's in demand, her schemes and plans? Cause we danced on the floor and around. So take my strong advice, just remember to always think twice. She told my baby who danced to three, and she looked at me and showed a photo that made me cry. His eyes were like mine, cause we danced on the floor in the round. Well, people always told me, be careful what you do, don't go around breaking young girls' hearts. She came and stood right by me, a smell of sweet perfume. It happened much too soon. She took me to her room, and Billie Jean is not my lover. She's the girl who says that I am the one. Oh, but the kid is not my son. She says I am the one. Oh, but the kid. Don't you go around breaking young girls' hearts. And mother always told me, be careful who you love, be careful what you do, cause a lie becomes a truth. Oh, Billie Jean is not my lover. She's just a girl who says that I am the one. Oh, but the kid is not my son. She says I am a one. Oh, but the kid is not my son. Oh, Billie Jean is not my lover. Oh, Billie Jean is not my lover. Oh, Billie Jean is not my lover.
This is J.D. Doyle with part two of Out Radio, and of course that turned into a lesbian version of Billie Jean, and it and the opening song were by an Aussie artist new to me named Jenny Biddle. The first song was the title track from her new CD, Hero in Me. And this next song was sort of a Valentine's Day present to her fans from a Minneapolis singer named Ellis. It's called I Belong Here Next to You.
When I was young, I thought romance was what I saw in the movies. I had no doubt I would find true love. We all need someone to help us out when we get lonely, who we can count on when the going gets tough. But I know some people spend their lives without a companion, so I count my blessings every night. It was like being hit by lightning when I first saw you, and now I can't imagine not being by your side. 'Cause I belong here next to you, through the good times and the bad, I will stand by you. I'm no longer alone. Fall in and out of love, when new romance can become old news. Oh, it can be easy to think something has gone wrong between us, when troubles gather round that we can't see through. But I tell you what, we sure have made it this far with our love, and I know that we can do anything. And any day now, things are gonna change and we'll be official. But either way, as long as I'm breathing, I'm gonna wear this ring, 'cause I belong here next to you. Through the good times and the bad, I will stand by you. I'm no longer alone. You are my home. I belong here. I know sometimes the tide can seem against us, but you know that seasons change, and so do opinions. And I have faith and I have trust in our. The good times and the bad, I will stand by you. I'm no longer alone. You are my home. I belong here. You belong here. We belong here. You're the one I belong here next to you.
I hope you stick around for the second half of this segment. Of course you will, because I have a special interview with Amber Taylor of the Atlanta band The Sexual Side Effects, which I think is quite interesting. The band was in Houston in February, and I got to see them in concert, and, ladies and gentlemen, they can rock. But for right now, here's a brand new track by the band Semi-Precious Weapons. It's a little different for them, and is called Aviation High.
When I sing, I like it when it's Our night is lit by the city moon, and I see myself reflect on you. I know what I was meant to do.
Aye. Sorry, you know I don't mind. I'd do it all over if I could show you that I was on fire. You're not gonna wonder, I'm not gonna ask. I wasn't the right kind of thunder to shake you and wake you and take you at last. I wasn't the one who made you cry. I gave you my best prolonged midnight. I gave you the kiss that saved my whole. Problems, I got plenty to do. I don't sit around here, dust in the windowsills waiting for you. But I guess here's a love song I wrote by mistake. I wrote it on envelopes for you. The steam on the mirror, whatever it takes. I wasn't the one who made you cry. I gave you my best prolonged midnight. I gave you the kiss. Barking outside. At least you were always consistent. No blind man could miss it. That look in your eyes. I wasn't the one who made you cry.
I gave you my best prolonged midnight. I gave you the kiss. I saved my whole life. You're already fine. Oh,
in the middle of that set was the duo Silver and Gold and their track Time Racer, and then a gorgeous new song named Already Fine from a CD called One True Thing. That's by an artist now just going by Tylan, but I have known her for about 10 years as one third of the group Girly Man. Jazz artist Mark Winkler just sent me his new CD called The Lauren Nyro Project, and you might think, Lauren Nyro and jazz, how does that work? Well, I think it works quite well. Here's the opening track, originally made famous by Blood, Sweat, and Tears in 1969. It's the song, And When I Die.
I'm not scared of dying, and I don't really care. If it's peace you find in dying, well then, let the timing in. If it's peace you find in dying, well then, let the timing in. Just bundle up my coffin, cause it's cold way down there. Yeah, it's cold way down there. Crazy cold way down there. Now my troubles are many. Deep as a well, I can swear there ain't no heaven, but I pray there ain't no heaven. Swear there ain't no heaven, but I pray there ain't no heaven. But I'll never know about living, only my dying tell, only my dying tell, only my dying tell. And when I die, and when I'm gone, there'll be one child born in this world to carry on, to carry on. Satan, don't wanna die uneasy.
Don't wanna go by the devil.
Won't go.
Don't wanna go by the devil.
No, no, no.
Don't wanna go by the Satan.
Don't wanna go when I die and when I'm gone. There'll be one child born in this world. Carry on.
carry on. Give me my freedom for as long as I be. All I ask of living is to have no chains on me. All I ask of living is to have no chains on me. All I ask of dying is to go naturally. Go naturally, yeah. Go naturally. When I die, and when I'm gone, there'll be one child born in a world to carry on. Carry on. Carry on.
Okay, time now for that special interview with Amber Taylor of the band The Sexual Side Effects. And of course, I started the interview with my favorite of their songs, I'm in Love with a Girl, But She Used to Be a Man. This is J.D. Doyle with Out Radio, and I'm so pleased to bring you an interview with Amber Taylor of the band The Sexual Side Effects. Amber, welcome to Out Radio. I just love the song that opened this segment. Please tell me about I'm in Love with a Girl, But She Used to Be a Man.
Well, it's a comedy song, sort of. It's also a song that tells a little bit of a greater story, I think, about the band from a very strange perspective, since I'm a trans person. It's almost like an opposing perspective from writing it, but it kind of ended up that way. Like most songs, it started with a title. I'm in love with a girl, but she used to be a man, and it just kind of led into a further theme and more of a story to go through for the song.
It's a very, if you will, ear-catching song.
Well, thank you.
Not only is the title very appealing, but the song is damn good.
Well, thanks. You know, I mean, that's one of the songs that we have in our repertoire that really rocks. It's got a little bit more edge to it. It's, you know, it's more harder rocking. There's a little distortion on the guitars, and when we play it live, everybody gets, you know, really pumped up, and it's exciting. People start dancing, and everything loses control at that moment in the club whenever we start playing.
Is that the song that gets the most audience reaction?
I would say so. I mean, it gets reaction in many different ways. Some of them are comedic, obviously. We played Atlanta Pride this last year, and we played on the main stage, and we had an interpreter doing sign language to our lyrics. And, you know, when you go up and you play on stage, you're trying to ignore everybody, because the minute you start thinking about what you're doing, and the next thing that's going to happen is the minute you mess up the song. And I looked down to the right, and when we were singing, I'm in love with a girl, but she used to be a man, interpreter, and everybody who was hearing impaired just completely cracked up and messed up the song in front of like 10,000 people or something, but it was just so funny. And I had to like take a step back and be like, oh, okay, I'm playing a song.
The name of the band is The Sexual Side Effects. How did you come up with that name?
Well, it was really from all the drug companies when they started marketing. Like all the drugs on TV, they would just always say it may have a low occurrence of sexual side effects. And you just would hear it like over and over and over again if you watched a lot of TV. And one day it just kind of hit me. I was like, what a great band name that would be. And especially with, you know, the situation that we have in the band.
What is the situation in the band?
Well, me being a trans person.
Are there other GLBT aspects of the band?
The drummer's gay. The rest of the guys are straight. I don't know. Maybe one of them is bisexual. I don't know what his classification is, you know.
Talk about the band in general. How long has it been together? Was it easy to form?
It's been an ongoing collection of people. It started off as a solo project for me. But, you know, I really didn't want to have a band with my name and have it about me. You know, I wanted to have a band with people who have the same dream.
The Amber Taylor Project.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm the primary songwriter in the band, but still, just because I started writing the idea doesn't mean I finished it all, and it's a group thing, and it's taken a long time for it to all come together.
How long have you been making music?
Gosh, I've been playing guitar for 21 years, I think. Something ridiculous, because I don't look like I'm that old.
No.
And I'm not really that old, but, you know, I mean, I've been playing guitar since I was like 12 or 13, so. And, you know, it was a couple of years into it till I still really started writing songs. I think that's where it all kind of started, and I've always been a songwriter, and I play a bunch of instruments. I play drums, bass, guitar, sing, play keyboards. It took 10 years for me to really professionally get everything together and to become committed to making it my career as an artist.
Your first official video is for All She Ever Hurt.
Or All She'll Ever Hurt. Well, we did our album, and we have a friend who, he's a really talented individual, and he just helped us put this little video together real quick. And he has a very artistic eye, did something that was very arty, and it was very simple. It was appropriate for the song.
Well, that was the video. Tell me about the song, All She'll Ever Hurt.
Well, it's funny because a lot of songs, musicians will write these ideas, and you know, you keep a book and you have an idea and you write it down. And then sometimes it tells about the future, and a lot of songs are like that. And that was a song that was written, and it came true later. And, you know, at first I didn't know what it meant. It was a story about, you know, breaking up with somebody, basically, and being hurt and, you know, being treated badly. And that ended up happening to me. And after that song was written and it was pulled back out, then it made sense to me. And that's when we finally delivered the song. We actually went to record it.
Has being transgender had an effect on your music?
Yes and no. I mean, I really don't go around telling people. Of course I told you. Of course I've told everybody who's listening. But it's hidden in the name of the band. You know what I mean? So it's kind of our approach to win people over, you know, by not telling people. Because eventually they'll find out. I mean, it's in the name. And hopefully by that point, you know, they'll fall in love with the music and they'll fall in love with the band. And then, you know, if somebody who has any kind of, you know, issue with it at some point in their life, hopefully that will open their eyes a little bit and it'll warm their hearts and we can win them over.
My next question I have down is, in your performing, have you ever run into transphobia?
No, not really. There's been one or two people, but most people have been really positive to what we do. And it's not really even about that. I mean, most people don't even know.
Well, if someone Googles you, they will learn very quickly.
Yeah, and you know, especially with the name. You know, but that's the thing about our society, and it's not necessarily a good thing, but so many people are very visual, you know, and when in society, if you pass, there's a different, you know, there's a different level of acceptance. And it's hard. It's hard to deal with. I mean, it's been 10 years that I changed, and I used to not look like I do, and I used to gone through the same thing that everybody who's trans goes through. I've gone through the fear of having to go to the bathroom in public, and you can't go, and you don't know what's going to happen, you know, things like that. And
well, I don't know if it's politically correct, but you look damn good.
Well, thank you.
I guess you might describe the band's music as rock with some punk edges. Would you agree or expand on that?
Well, I guess the term that we've come up with recently is progressive psych pop. I don't know if that makes any sense.
Well, tell us what that means to you.
Well, really, well, we pull from a lot of different influences. Most of the genres that we pull from are pop rock, indie rock, post-punk and new wave, also like psychedelic and space rock. So there's lots of these types of influences in there. You know, things that I really honor and cherish as music. And when I try to write something, bands like Echo and the Bunnymen and Queens of the Stone Age to Radiohead and some of the effects and things that they would do, it's a melting pot of music. So it's almost like its own little sound.
I want to slip in another song from their CD, and this one is called An Hour Ago.
You've got a CD now. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, it's been out for a while. It's our first CD, High Maintenance. It's just an EP with 4 or 5 songs. You can go to our website and you can get it if you'd like to, www.thesexualsideeffects.com. We've been writing a lot of new songs recently and getting ready to record the next one.
So the shows you're doing now have a lot of new songs in them.
Yeah, we've played a lot of songs for a long time. We haven't had the budget to go and record right off the bat like a full-length 10-song CD. The market's kind of changed as well when it comes to music. The way to deliver stuff to people's attention span are so short that you just give them little chunks here and there.
Yep.
And so that's kind of what we're working on doing, you know, and is to try to be able to start releasing this stuff on a regular basis.
What can a crowd expect from a sexual side effects show?
Well, you know, we've been changing our show a lot, and we really like to play at clubs. We're working on getting a better light show. So we have lots of psychedelic elements that are included into our show. We encourage people to dress in costume. So there's a lot of parallels in what we do to, like, the Flaming Lips show, because people will come and be part of the show. And it's not about the band when you come to see us. It's about everybody who's there. It's like a big party, you know, and that's the fun part of it.
An experience.
Exactly.
Tell me about the Transbeat video.
There was a video I was involved with a Hollywood producer, and he basically created a show that he was working on selling or trying to get that to a network. There hasn't been much about what happened with that or what's going on with that.
But the video is very good. It features, what, 8 performers?
Yeah, I've actually made some really cool relationships with some of the other people who were part of the show.
I'm going to send him from my site to watch the video, but y'all sing the David Bowie song Changes, or Changes, which is wonderful.
Well, thank you. It was a lot of fun. There's a couple of people on there that really, just from going out to Los Angeles and meeting different trans people, one person in particular, Mina Caputo,
mm-hmm.
used to be Keith Caputo, which was in a big metal band, like last 20 years. And it made the change, and it was probably really dramatic because of, you know, just the nature of metal music. I mean, metal is for, like, testosterone-driven kids, you know what I mean? So it was really cool, though, when she made her change, because she's really engaged with her fans on Facebook, and I keep up with her on Facebook, and we're, you know, we talk every now and then. But it's really heartwarming to see, like, her metal fans who were like, you know, when I was 13 years old, you know, that song meant so much to me. And then now that you've changed, we still love you. You know, no matter what decision you decided to make, we still love you. And it's really cool to see something like that, because that's a pretty extreme change for that style of music and that audience and stuff like that.
And here's the song Changes from the video we've been talking about. Amber is one of 8 trans artists who take turns singing on this one.
Change is inevitable, yet folks resist it till it kicks its way through. Change don't need you in a way. Let change do what it gotta do.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh, yeah. Ooh. Still don't know what I was waiting for. And my time was running wild. A million dead-end streets and every time I thought I got it made, it seemed the taste was not so sweet. So I turned myself to face me, but I never caught a glimpse of how the others might see the fakers. I'm much too fast to take the test. Ch-ch-ch-ch-change it.
Turn and face the strain.
Ch-ch-change it.
Don't wanna be a richer man.
Ch-ch-ch-ch-change it.
Turn and face the strain.
Ch-ch-change it.
Just gonna have to be a better man.
Time may change me, but I can't trace time.
I watch the ripples change their size, but never leave the stream of warm and permanent sand.
And so the days flow through my eyes, but still the days seem the same.
And these children that you spit on, if they try to change their world,
are immune to your consultations. They're quite aware of what they're going through.
Up to our necks in it.
And time may change me, but I can't chase time.
Time will change me, leaving only traces of an old me. Boldly, I move wholly in this new skin.
change that the old I was living in. No more taking it or faking it, done with suffocating it. Throw my hands at, pop my chest out, let the world see clearly what freedom's about. Come on, world, we're not freaks, just caterpillars doing what comes naturally. Naturally, naturally.
Strange fascinations fascinate me. Changes are taking the pace I'm going through. Changes.
Face does change.
Changes.
Look out, you rock and roller.
Changes.
That face does change.
Changes.
Pretty soon now, you're gonna get older.
And time may change me, but I can't trace time. Time may change me, but I can't trace time.
I said that time may change me, but I can't trace a time.
I want to pick a closing song to go out with. Which one did you pick? And, you know, and can you tell me about it?
Well, my favorite that fits, I think, with our theme and our ongoing direction creatively and musically is Aurora. It incorporates a lot of nightmarish and haunting and magical sounds. It plays around with a Middle Eastern type scale even to help invoke that mysteriousness.